the children at the festival. In today's weather, it's currently about 71 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe and thank you for listening.
You know that health is wealth and ITAL is vital. They're not just some rhyming words. It's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Track it with the herb of the field for the healing of the nation. Fruit and vegetable for medication. So much food, so much variation. Sustenance for all generation. It's there in abundance. Vitamins and minerals and whole heap of nutrients. Anti-inflammatory and antioxidants. Give your temple a chance, cause health is wealth. ITAL is vital. You gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth. ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. ITAL is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Vegan, we're vegan. Plant based, we say. Long time Rastafari. Say I dey so he dey. ITAL, we ITAL. Nah gonna way. And we root and we fruit and we vegetable all the way. Cause health is wealth. ITAL is vital. You gotta take care of yourself.
Welcome to another episode of To Your Health, a program designed to not only inform, but to also turn your life and health around. I am Frank C. Smith, the producer of the broadcast, and I'm standing in for Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host, who is recovering nicely. He misses serving you and plans on returning very soon, probably in early September. We want to extend our immense thanks for the contributions during our last critical pledge drive. With your help, we exceeded our goals for both this broadcast and the station in general. In the first broadcast in this series, I revealed some upsetting statistics about the status of our healthcare system. We spend nearly $5 trillion in healthcare, far exceeding every other country in the world, yet we are 38th in life expectancy. In the second installment last week, we were joined by WPFW's own Joni Eisenberg and the renowned Dr. Edwin Chapman, both public healthcare champions. They talked about the problems in that public healthcare system and discussed some potential solutions as well as those that have worked in the past. Dr. Chapman said something very important. He said, "Now we have a chance to design and implement a healthcare system that is African-based for the people, one that does not line the pockets of the elite." The purpose of this broadcast is to provide guidance that can help you preserve and protect your most valuable assets, your physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. In an increasingly challenging world, understanding how to minimize suffering and optimize your personal resources is crucial. Time is a critical dimension with where strategic approaches can yield significant benefits. Consider the potential savings in medical contexts, reducing unnecessary doctor's visits, minimizing diagnostic procedures like laboratory tests and imaging, and decreasing hospital stays can dramatically improve both your quality of life and financial stability. The financial landscape presents a stark reality that cannot be ignored. Economic indicators reveal a troubling trend of stagnation, where the cost of living continues to rise while salaries remain largely unchanged. This economic pressure is particularly acute in regions like the DMV, where massive workforce reductions have created additional economic uncertainty. By providing practical insights and strategies, this broadcast aims to empower you with knowledge that can help you navigate these challenging circumstances, ultimately preserving your health, reducing unnecessary suffering, and protecting your financial resources. Change begins in the mind, as Dr. Watkins often points out. With a fundamental shift in perspective that recognizes health as the most valuable form of wealth. Without good health, life becomes a struggle of misery and limitation, undermining one's ability to pursue personal goals, relationships, and aspirations. For generations, we have been systematically deceived by a complex network of interconnected institutions designed to manipulate our understanding of well-being. This web of misinformation spans multiple sectors, including powerful food, health, and pharmaceutical conglomerates that prioritize profit over genuine health outcomes. Media and advertising perpetuate harmful narratives, while educational institutions fail to provide comprehensive, critical health education. Government organizations, federal, state, and local, which are ostensibly responsible for protecting public health and welfare, have repeatedly fallen short of their fundamental mandate. Even religious institutions, traditionally seen as moral guides, have often been complicit in perpetuating harmful systems of misinformation and control. The cycle of deception runs deep, extending back to our ancestors who, under conditions of extreme oppression, were forced to accept and internalize the narratives presented by their enslavers. These inherited misconceptions have been passed down through generations, creating a complex psychological and systemic barrier to true understanding and personal empowerment. Among the most pervasive and dangerous lies perpetuated through generations is the notion that we can consume anything without significant consequences. This fundamental deception extends far beyond nutrition, reflecting a broader societal misconception that individual actions occur in consequence free vacuum, a belief systematically reinforced by leaders throughout human history, from ancient times to present day. And we don't have to look too far. We can just look at our fearless, fearful leader today. Medical professionals continue to perpetuate this harmful narrative, with many doctors still advising patients that dietary choices are inconsequential. This professional negligence is starkly evidenced in institutional settings where hospitals, institutions supposedly dedicated to health, serve unwholesome, nutritionally deficient foods that directly contradict principles of healing and wellness. The problem is particularly acute in educational institutions where food services routinely provide meals that not only fail to support cognitive development, but actively undermine students' learning potential. These nutritionally poor food choices simultaneously contribute to rising rates of childhood obesity, creating a devastating cycle of physical and intellectual impairment that extends far beyond the cafeteria. By normalizing destructive dietary habits and presenting them as acceptable or inconsequential, these institutions systematically compromise the health and potential of entire generations, transforming what should be nurturing environments into spaces of metabolic and cognitive compromise, at the least. Dr. Watkins consistently advocates for comprehensive lifestyle transformation that offer profound cost-saving solutions through holistic health optimization. The path to wellness requires radical changes across multiple dimensions of daily living, including fundamental areas such as diet, exercise, stress management, sleep patterns, and hydration. Simultaneously eliminating toxic elements from our lifestyle is crucial. This means systematically removing chemical-laden processed foods and particularly dangerous ultra-processed seed oils, which include canola, sunflower, vegetable, soybean, safflower, and rapeseed oils. Equally critical is dramatically reducing sugar consumption. Evolving landscape of sugar additives and their deceptive marketing practices. Taking charge of personal health demands a proactive, scholarly approach to self-education. This involves developing sophisticated research skills that prioritize non-biased, third-party scientific sources while deliberately avoiding government and industry-sponsored propaganda. One must approach health education with the same rigor and commitment as pursuing an advanced academic degree, recognizing that knowledge acquired is quite literally a matter of life enhancement and lengthening. A serious aspect of this journey involves curating one's social and informational environment This means critically evaluating media consumption, eliminating sources that propagate negative violence and misinformation, and being intentional about the influences allowed into one's life. Equally important is the willingness to reassess and cut loose personal relationships, understanding that those who do not support your health, including the mental health, will inadvertently become obstacles to your transformations. Ultimately, this approach recognizes a profound truth: the lifestyle practices essential for optimal health should have been systematically taught from early childhood through higher education. Fundamental education failure that everyone must now take as a personal responsibility to rectify. Food addiction. Addressing addiction, comprehensive approach that often necessitates spiritual and personal intervention. Recognizing and confronting addiction is a critical step toward personal liberation. And in many cases, individuals must seek support beyond their willpower, potentially calling upon the power of the Most High for guidance and strength. Many people have been successful. The food industry has engineered a particularly insidious form of addiction through sophisticated scientific manipulation. Food scientists have become expert at combining chemicals, fats, salts, and sugars with other high caloric ingredients. Examples include cheese, ice cream, pastries, cookies, chips, fries, and even seemingly innocuous foods like cereals and breads. My personal choice when I ended my addiction was Popeye's chicken. Man, I had to have some Popeye's chicken. Their techniques have become so advanced that distinguishing between real and engineered food has become increasingly challenging. Food addiction stands out as potentially the most devastating form of addiction, precisely because eating is a necessary survival function. Unlike substances as drugs, alcohol, or tobacco, which can be completely eliminated, our behaviors like illicit sex or gambling that can be avoided, food addiction creates a uniquely complex challenge. One must continually confront the source of addiction multiple times a day, making recovery exponentially more difficult. Critically, addictive behaviors are not isolated individual experiences, but generational patterns that can be transmitted across family lines. These patterns are not only inherited, but can also metamorphose with individuals potentially shifting from one addictive behavior to another as coping mechanisms evolve. The ultimate path forward lies in mastering the art of habit change. Life represents a continuous journey of self-evaluation and improvement, where each individual must remain committed to recognizing challenging and transforming destructive patterns. This requires a holistic approach that combines self-awareness, strategic intervention, spiritual support, and an unwavering commitment to personal growth. Other cost-saving strategies beyond the foundational health strategies consistently emphasized by Dr. Theodore Watkins and his colleagues, including a whole food plant-based diet, proper hydration, stress management, adequate rest, and portion control, there exist additional nuanced approaches to saving time, reducing suffering, and minimizing financial burden. Some proactive healthcare strategies we can take is schedule regular checkups and screenings to catch health issues early. But beware of unnecessary treatments. Always get a second opinion. And research, research, research. Your job is to know as much as your doctor about your ailments. Practice good hygiene, such as washing hands frequently and covering the mouth when coughing. Manage chronic conditions like diabetes or hypertension with the help of a healthcare professional, a knowledgeable healthcare professional. Know that most doctors don't know that the top diseases we suffer from in the U.S. are preventable and reversible with lifestyle changes. Smart healthcare strategies include consider health insurance to reduce financial burdens if you can. Research and compare prices for medications, insurance companies, procedures, and services. Use generic or alternative medications when possible. Take advantage of free or low-cost health resources such as community clinics or online health platforms. As far as mental health and wellness is concerned, prioritize mental health and seek help when needed. Build strong social connections and relationships. Engage in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. Practice self-care and prioritize relaxation. Prioritize relaxation. I'll say it again. Practice self-care and prioritize relaxation. By incorporating these tips into daily life, individuals can reduce their risk of suffering, lost productivity, and medical bills. We all get sick, but you can minimize your sickness and recovery quickly with the aforementioned practices. Here's some tips to reduce the associated cost with being sick. Review plans, regularly review health insurance plans to ensure you have adequate coverage for your needs and to avoid unexpected medical expenses. Opt for generic medications when available, as they are often significantly cheaper than brand name drugs. Use telehealth for non-emergency consultations, which can save time and reduce costs. Join support groups for chronic conditions to share experiences and strategies for managing health effectively. Utilize community health programs that offer free or low-cost services such as screenings, vaccinations, and wellness classes. So we're going to take some callers now. 202-588-0893. You're welcome to call with comments, suggestions, or your experiences with extreme health costs, or your experiences abating them. Strategies, your strategies are significant. We want to help the community. We want to help the community with your information. So these strategies work. These strategies work. Dr. Watkins has significantly changed people's lives. And it's not just Dr. Watkins, it's other doctors. I mean, I can name a host of them. Dr. Watkins is my friend and who I work with on this thing I volunteer with. By the way, he's a volunteer on this station. And I'm a volunteer. And we thank you so much for your contributions. You volunteer as well. As in keeping this station afloat, this information is so successful. We got callers. Yes, caller, you on the line.
Good morning. This is Roberto, the producer of Putting Bow on Sundays. But I do have dealt with no insurance and health care for the past 30 years. And my strategy is usually the same. If I needed to go to the doctor, I go. And, you know, and they ask me if you need, you know, insurance for insurance information. I don't have the insurance, but they will take you anyway. So they cannot turn you down, people. They cannot turn you down. Okay? Take it from me. I have four kids born in the hospitals in D.C., and I didn't pay a dime because wow. I didn't have it, okay? I didn't have it. And they will send you a bill. And yes, they do send you bills, and they always give you that skill about your credit line, your credit score. All of us, the vast majority of us, can't qualify for no credit scores anyway. If you have a health issue, go to the clinic, go to an emergency room, go see a doctor. Oh, but I can't afford it. No, you can't afford to get sick. That's what we can't afford. Everything else will work itself out. DC has programs once you sign up that you can, you know, you can benefit from it. But the key is go to the hospital or go to an emergency room and get started treatment. And then the services will be available to you if you qualify, if you're not qualified. It doesn't matter. First thing is get the treatment and then take it from there. That's my spiel, okay? And have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for your contribution. I would love. Do you go to any particular clinics?
Well, MedStar is the best. Georgetown University,
that's the hospital.
MedStar, they have, yes, Washington Hospital Center. They have the best services. They won't, also GW as well. Okay?
Okay.
That were both entities, and they all always take care of me first and then worry about bills later.
Right.
And that's
right,
the main thing
right.
we need to know. Take care of yourself first and then, you know, take it from there. Have a blessed day, y'all. Take it easy.
Thank you, caller. We have another caller. You're on the line.
Hello, am I the one on?
Yes.
Yes, yes, Mr. Smith. Good information,
yes.
Good information. And I don't. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, Brother Sam, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. As I say, Dr. Watkins gives such valuable information, very important information, which deals with prevention. And it's amazing how much important that information is. Now, about, unfortunately, the hospitals overall, sometimes the information they give to patients may not be accurate. And I'm saying that because I give an example. There is a hospital called Trinity Health Richard J. Lux Senior. Mm-hmm. And the cancer center, and what they suggest is that cancer patients should be feeding. The diet they suggest is about literally sugars, which is unfortunate. The issue should be avoid the sugars. You know, we're talking about highly processed carbohydrates and so forth and so on. So the diet that Dr. Watkins has been talking about, mainly, of course, the vegetable-based and so forth, and to avoid junk food. Many hospitals, when people are sick, again, this is so sad, when you have cancer, you should not be told just eat anything which includes junk sugar. I'm talking about highly processed products.
Mm-hmm.
Even a product like Ensure has got a lot of corn syrup. This is not about making it up. The ingredients are given. And also there is another thing called, it's somehow a high carbohydrate. It ends up to be sugar in a way. It's called maltodextrin. Maltodextrin is in many products. And it's produced by PepsiCo. It's being sued for what they call the hidden sugars. So quite often what you need to do is, or all the time, read the ingredient, teach yourself, as you're saying, educate yourself on the what you're putting in. Just because it doesn't state on the label directly, it doesn't mean that it's not there. So you may want to do more research. Unfortunately, the hospitals are just sometimes prescribing or giving you type of products, even when you're sick or that, which is not literally healthy. We must educate ourselves. Dr. Watkins is doing a great job, so keep it up, brother.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Brother Sam. He's a researcher, ultimate researcher. So, Brother Sam, are you still on?
Yes, please. I'm on. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you research? How do you research? How do you pick your articles? Because he's healthy. He's from Uganda. He's healthy, quite healthy, and he avoids the doctors like the plague. So how do you pick your research articles?
Okay. Now, let me tell you, that is tricky because when you go to the internet, there is all kinds of information, okay? So sometimes, of course, what kind of helps me is a little bit of that science background, a bit of that. But also, I've taken time and I would say to get to know what is practical, what is really workable, or what works right, you have to have some sort of knowledge about the research findings, and these may not be published as well, but at least when they talk about them, the ones who are into them, they'll show example of success. Now, I'll give you a quick one. When it comes to things like in Africa, we have a lot of malaria, then you look at what they call Artemisia annua or sweet Annie or what they call woodworm. You'll see that from a long time, these things have worked, okay? Now, when you look at what they are giving now, it's not working as good as it was those days. So when you do more research, you say, okay, let me follow it up. Professor Thomas Seafield is another one. He's talking about cancer and he shows how it works. How I do my research is accumulated information, knowing what is likely not to be true, because you can literally go and say, hold on, if they talk about this, how come we have not reduced cancer death if it works? You see my point? And then they show, okay, this is other one. When you look at the traditional foods in Africa, and then you say, wait a minute, there was no cancer. We go back to, you know, some like Dr. Hugh Torwell and Dennis Bucket. They worked in Uganda before, during the colonial days. And they show there was, these Western diseases were not there. What do? They look at their diet. Then they say, look, that is the key. So it's accumulated information. And then looking at the research, so it's difficult to tell somebody, go ahead and look at the internet and then you find solutions, because there's a lot of misinformation, lots of it. Yes, but what you do is Dr. Watkins, what he's talking about, and then you follow it up, you see that you accumulate information and experience, and when you are sure that it works, it'll be backed by some evidence, because the people will say, look, I did this and I'm okay.
Yeah, learn to do the research. It's critical. And you can also research the researchers. So anybody writing an article, you can find out if they're industry based. If they accepted money from government or industry sources. So that's one way. There are other ways,
follow
too.
The money. That's right. Mm-hmm. So follow the money. Follow the moment you see the big pharma is involved, then you have to be very skeptical, because in the end, they're about making money. And it's unfortunate, but that's how it's become.
That's right. Thank you, Brother Sam. We got another caller.
It's my pleasure. Keep it up, brother.
All right. Thank you. Caller, you on the line.
Hello, Brother Frank. This is John. And I'm calling to piggyback on what the first gentleman was alluding to about going to the hospital if you're uninsured. By all means, I'm a past/present hospital administrator. And by all means, if you are sick and ill, by all means, go to the hospital and they will sort out the bill in due time. There are various ways that they can get compensated for care. DC is a very unique area in that hospitals, if they don't have proper insurance or Medicare or Medicaid, they can also convert it to DC Medicaid. So what I'm saying is hospitals rarely lose at the minimum, they'll break even. So by all means, if you're ill and you're uninsured, get the health care that you need, and then things will be worked out as the days go on. I'm sort of letting the cat out the bag, but hospitals get paid short-term and long-term within a 30-day cycle. Insurance usually pays 5 to 15 days. Medicare pays within 5 to 20 days. And then the uninsured, they get picked up within 15 to 45 days. So that's the operating cycle of healthcare as we know it to be. So by all means, if you're ill, sick, and you need health care, just go. They'll try to get the money out of you as best they can. But if not, they have different means of converting it to compensation for a particular hospital within the district.
Thank you. Thank you. That's good information. Both of you and the first caller, that's great information. So we wanted to avoid the hospital and doctors if you can. But if you're sick, go. Go. There's no need in waiting because you get sicker. And the complications, they build up. They build up. So one illness can lead to other complications and other illnesses, believe it or not. Thank you, caller. Do we have any more callers? No. Call 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893 with your comments or your cost-saving strategies. We only have about 8 minutes left. So these cost-saving strategies represent a holistic approach to personal wellness, extending far beyond traditional medical recommendations. They encompass a comprehensive framework of preventive practices that address health and multiple interconnected perspectives. The goal is not merely to treat symptoms, but to create a proactive lifestyle that fundamentally reduces the potential for health complications and associated expenses. By integrating these strategies, individuals can transform their approach to personal health from a reactive model of treatment to a proactive model of prevention. This shift not only potentially saves significant financial resources, but also dramatically improves overall quality of life, reducing both physical suffering and the emotional and economic stress associated with chronic health challenges. The most effective cost-saving strategies recognizes that health is an investment, one that requires consistent attention, intentional choices, and a holistic understanding of how lifestyle, nutrition, and personal habits intersect to create long-term well-being. Call 202-588-0893 with your comments, suggestions, strategies for our listening audience. 202-588-0893. There are are probably other cost-saving strategies, as well as what we've mentioned. But these are the essentials. And if you're sick, don't get sick. If you're sick, go to the hospital. But the point is not to catch it early, to build up your immune systems so that you don't suffer. These foods that they advertise, that they promote, that is government backed, they're poisons. And we take our money, our hard-earned money. I'm telling you, I would get off work and go to Popeyes and fall asleep in Popeyes. This was before I got cancer. Fall asleep because it was like a drug. It drugged me, I'm telling you. So they're poison. And why pay our hard-earned money for poison? And we know what it's doing to us, or we got some idea. If we don't, we have to find out. It's up to you to educate yourself, because relying on these institutions, the educational institutions, the government, in many, many cases, your doctors, they're not going to do it. As a matter of fact, they don't know. They don't know. They know what they've been taught. I was in technology, and I was trained to be a cog in the wheel to promote products, services that were owned by the higher ups. The same is in medical care. You'd be surprised to learn the history of modern medicine, how it was promoted by people like Carnegie and Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller. You'd be surprised to know and how they squashed the chiropractors and natural practitioners at the time. We got a caller on the line. Caller, you on the air.
Yes, Brother Frank, this is Sam again. I forgot to mention one thing that can help everybody. Please get a blood pressure monitoring machine. They are cheap. They are very, very important. Very important. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Sam. Yeah. You can monitor yourself. If you got sugar problems, you can monitor. If you got blood pressure problems, monitor. And you should do this anyway. Monitor your state of being. I feel funky. I wonder what's going on. Look back at what you ate. Look back at your stress level. Look back at how you rested. Look back at, did you exercise? Did you get enough exercise? Did you get enough rest? What stressed you? Dr. Watkins, incidentally, says that he, for 2 years prior, for all his cancer patients, they had significant stress up to 2 years prior to their diagnosis. And that's significant. that's significant. If you're constipated, what did you eat? If you're you have brain fog, what did you eat? Do you have sugar? A yeast infection, and that's evidenced by the whiteness of your tongue. It's called thrush. Or women, do you have a yeast infection? Or are you foggy brain? And that's an indication of either a yeast infection or other things like too much oil. So these things are manageable, and they're recognizable, and they can save you money, save your lives for sure. We got about a minute left. We thank you, Kalia and Mike, for engineering. Thank you, Mayuki, for being the wheel, and Joni, for being an asset, a valuable asset for our pledge drive efforts. We couldn't have done it without you, for sure. We take your prayers and appreciate your prayers for Dr. Watkins, who's helped so many people in the area, in the DC area, and around the country, and around the world, believe it or not. He has patients in Germany, he has patients in the Caribbean, in Africa, and they come from all over to see him. Thank you for your prayers that they make a difference. They make a difference, for sure. Thank you, Kalia. Thank you, Mike. Thank you to the WPFW staff. And thank you for the audience, and thank you, much thanks to all the listeners. We're out.
Salamata. I tell and a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth and leave the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no tongue, nah, no leg. Prefer fruit and vegetables instead. Me careful and me choose about what I'm eating. Me medicine, me food is me medicine. When me tell people that me no eat them, they think. They look at me and scratch them chin and start wondering. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. You want hear what me eat? Yo, I eat calado, aki, sweet potato, yam, banana, and tomato, cabbage, spinach, avocado, chocho, butter, bean, and cocoa, courgette, millet, plantain, rice, and peas, and pumpkin, mango, dates, and guava, chickpeas, and cassava, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower, onion, fennel, and cucumber, plum, pear, and papaya, aubergine, and saya, lime, lentils, and quinoa, almond bread, and almond flour, watercress, and okra, tofu, and sweet pepper, couscous, and carrot, broccoli, and coconut, peaches, apples, apricot, red fruit, jackfruit, sour sap, pistachios, cashews, and almonds, walnut, peanut, also pecan, sesame seeds, sunflower, lemon, orange, pineapple, and melon, bogo, wheat, and garlic, kiwi, corn, and turnip, pacho, and pomegranate, hijiki, and rocket berries, cherries, and strawberries, peach, okay, fruit, and celery. You see, the meat's not necessary. We tell them, say, how when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say, me no eat no fish, no, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say, that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say, me no eat no fish, no, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say, that I'm a vegan. Hey, look how me big and me say, look how me strong. Some people can't believe that me a vegetarian. If you want a healthy body, check the real Rasta man. Cause Rasta man will tell you about the right nutrition. Me get me calcium, me sodium, me get potassium.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is meeting with President Trump one-on-one at the White House this afternoon, following Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday that excluded Zelensky and other European leaders. A group of seven European leaders also gathered at the White House today for a meeting with Trump and Zelensky. The latter leaders are expressing hope that today's conversation with Ukrainian and European leaders could lead to trilateral talks with Vladimir Putin to bring an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. Zelensky said that the potential for a trilateral meeting with Putin is a good sign, but also spoke about the need for security in his country, saying that Ukraine first needs a strong army, which includes weapons, people, training, and intelligence. In line with that, Trump said he would support European security guarantees for Ukraine that are NATO-like, although the details of that would be figured out in their afternoon meeting with European leaders. Additionally, Trump said he plans to talk to Putin over the phone about today's discussions. Texas House Democrats who fled their state in order to stall a redistricting of the congressional map that would favor Republicans have returned to Texas today, ending their 15-day holdout. By leaving the state, the Democrats prevented the Texas House from having the two-thirds majority of members present that's required to conduct legislative business, including passing the new maps. Now, the House has the two-thirds majority that's needed to proceed with the map change, although it may face legal challenges. However, State Representative Gene Wu, who leads Democrats in the Texas House, said, and I quote, "We're returning to Texas more dangerous to Republicans' plans than when we left. Our return allows us to build the legal record necessary to defeat this racist map in court, take our message to communities across the state and country, and inspire legislators across the country to fight these undemocratic redistricting schemes in their own state houses," end quote. The first hurricane of the season has formed and is already making its presence felt. Hurricane Erin flooded Puerto Rico over the weekend, knocking out power for at least 147,000 residents. Erin also started impacting the southeast Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands early today. Despite losing some intensity over the weekend, Hurricane Erin strengthened back into a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. Forecasters warn that Hurricane Erin could bring dangerous surf and rip current tides to the eastern seaboard in the United States. The biggest threat will be along the Outer Banks in North Carolina, where tropical storm conditions and coastal flooding are possible by midweek. In the D.C. area, while much attention has gone to the federal takeover, thousands gathered over the weekend to celebrate the official music of D.C., as Saturday marked the 11th annual Chuck Brown Day, honoring the godfather of go-go. I feel like busting loose now. The large crowd of fans braved the blazing heat and long lines to enjoy the five-hour music festival that took place at Fort DuPont Park in southeast D.C. The festival featured performances by local go-go bands Black Alley, Belladonna, Trouble Funk, and of course, the Chuck Brown Band, which, following Brown's passing in 2012, has been fronted by his son, Wiley Brown, whose voice and appearance are similar to his father's. In addition to the live music, there was a kids zone, food trucks, and mobile go-go museum. Chuck Brown's granddaughter and other relatives were also on hand on behalf of Chuck Brown's foundation to give out free backpacks and school supplies to children at the festival. In today's weather, it's currently about 71 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.